Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing. He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. Time almost got away from me today, but I remember I had made a commitment. Amen, and when you make a commitment, you got to follow through. You got to follow through. I know many of you all are sitting at your dinner table, and you're with family, and you're just remembering the awesomeness of God and all that He's done for you. And I just wanted to stop by today and tell you how blessed and how thankful each and every one of us should be. Amen. God renewed His mercies upon us today, and for that, we are thankful. Amen. So I'm going to be on here for about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, just lifting up the name of Jesus. Truly, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for being in the land of the living. I thank Him, hallelujah, for another opportunity to just open up my mouth and tell Him how much I love Him and how much I appreciate Him on this Thanksgiving evening. Amen, amen. I tell you, God is a great God, and He's greatly to be praised. I was looking at last year on the 20th, Thanksgiving fell on the 27th, and this year it's on the 27th. Amen, amen. So I bless the Lord that He gave me an opportunity to see this day, to see another year. Amen. I give Him thanks every day. Every day He wake me up in the morning, clothed in my right mind, all the activities of my limbs. I give God praise for that. Amen, amen. You don't know like I know what He's done for me. Glory to God. So I just bless Him. I give Him praise. We're live. Live on the air, giving God praise. Amen, amen, amen. Live on the air, giving God thanks. Giving Him thanks. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you all that have tuned in down through the years. We're almost approaching our four-year anniversary. Amen. So we're just thankful to God for that. On next week, we're going to begin the celebration. Amen. The 1st of December will be on the December 1st, which is Tuesday, and that'll open up our broadcast. So we just want to bless the Lord. Amen, amen. God is a good God. Amen. He's worthy of all praises. Amen, amen. He's worthy of all praises. Glory to God. So we bless Him today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tune in. Yeah, yeah, I'm typing. And I almost missed it, and I said, Lord, I made a commitment that I would be on this line, and guess what? I'm here. If I don't say nothing but, as I say, the 23rd Psalm, I'm going to remember my commitment. I'm going to remember my vows that I have made. Amen, amen. So we bless the Lord today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to tell you thank you this morning, this afternoon, rather. God, we thank you for another opportunity to be able to open up our mouths and give you some praise. We thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Lord God, I thank you, hallelujah, for this nation as a whole. I thank you for families all over the nation that are giving you thanks. I thank you, Lord God, for them setting aside this day where they can come together as family. Amen, amen. No bickering, no fighting, no isms, no schisms, but just coming together to show love, just coming together to show appreciation, just coming together to bow our heads in a moment of silence. And even after the silence, Lord God, that we can open up our mouths and we can remember what you've done for us, God, where you brought us from. Oh, glory to God, you brought us from a mighty long ways, God. And for that, we say thank you. The psalmist said in Psalms 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me. I will take the cup. What shall I render? Let me say that again. Unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me. Glory to God. You know God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He does so many marvelous things in our lives. Sometimes we don't take a moment to stop and just thank him. Sometimes we think, as the woman of God said on yesterday, that we're moving in our own ability. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're not. Amen. We're moving in the strength and the power of our Lord and God. Glory to God. So I just bless you today, God. I thank you for my mother yet being in the land of the living. I thank you, Lord God, because you're healing her body right now. You're touching her, God. Hey, yeah, no Messiah. God, I'm asking you to strengthen her as she get all this cooking, trying to do this and do that and prepare for families. And we've been doing this for year in and year out, God. Oh, God, but it's time for a change. It's time for the baton to be passed, God. Oh, glory to God, you said you called the young because they're strong, but you call the old because they know the way, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for my mother today, God. I thank you how we were able to see Danielle today on Skype, God. Yeah, she's almost 2,000, nearly over 2,000 miles away, God. But she was able, hallelujah, to get on the computer. And we can see her face, God. We thank you because you've preserved her for almost 23 years in one place, God. Well, 22 in one place, God. And one in transition there, God. I thank you, God, because you say you'll beautify the meek with salvation, God. Oh, God, I'm looking for you, God. You told me, God, that my mother would live to see Danielle free. We're looking for that freedom any day, God. Any day, God, we're looking for her to be free, God. Oh, God, and while you're visiting, my sister, God, come back to Louisiana and visit Angola, Louisiana. I have a son there, God. You promised me in your word that my seed would be blessed, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Touch him right now, God. Touch his mind, God. Danielle said our body is in prison. Amen, but our mind would never be in prison, God. For you said they that call upon the Lord, hallelujah, their strength shall be renewed. Oh, God, I bless you today, God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the fivefold ministry. Glory to God. Apostles, prophets, amen, evangelists, teachers, amen, and pastors, I thank you for them today, God. I thank you for all that have graced this line today, God. I thank you for, hey, you're no more shy, hallelujah, for the supporters. I thank you for the seeds that have been sown, even some we don't see anymore, God. I'm asking you to remember them name by name and one by one, God. Oh, God, remember my grandchildren today, God. Remember my great-grandchildren, God. Oh, bless them, God. Bless the bereaved family of Deacon and Sister Grace Moody. Bless that family. Bless Brielle Moody. Hallelujah. The young widow, hallelujah, that's now widow, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to strengthen her right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I petition you today. Oh, glory, I petition you today. On behalf of Brother Chaz, God, I'm asking you to touch Chaz right now, God. Comfort his family, God, in the loss of his father, God. Remember Robin Knox today, God. Remember my siblings, God, name by name and one by one, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. Remember Brother Freddie Jones today, God. Oh, Pastor Gloria Smith and her family, God. Prophetess Darlene and her family. Pastor Spence and his family. Remember Bishop Jesse Grant, God. Remember Bishop Winston Singleton and Bishop Alfred Singleton. Hey, glory to God, Bishop Norma, Sister Lady Norma Jean, Lady Antoinette, God. Remember them. Remember Freddie, Bishop Alfred Singleton Jr., God. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton, God. Oh, God, and don't forget about my cousin, Prophetess Gildor Glover, God. Go wherever she's at right now, God, and touch her in the name of Jesus. Remember Pastor Jackie McLemore, God. Hallelujah. Minister Roy and Minister Stephanie King, God. Brian Bradford today, God. Strengthen the Bradford family in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Mother Charity today, God. Oh, God. I bless you today, God. I thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah for peace down in my soul, God. Remember my grandson, Nino, God. Lamondo Allen, God. Visit him right now, God. Oh, God, touch him, God. Let him make the right choices from here on out, God. Let him know that you spared his life, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. Ah, Keviel, Rayel, Dariel. Remember Glenisha and her husband, God. Remember Karen and Juanita. Remember Dawn and Sharita, God. Aaron, Bernie, remember even Andrew, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember my nieces and my nephews, God. I petition you on their behalf right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember Pastor Beatrice Martin. Remember Minister Leslie, hallelujah, priest, God. Oh, God, Evangelist T, God. Touch her right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember my auntie, Phoenix, God, Aunt Angela, hallelujah. Remember Uncle Winston today, God. Oh, God. Remember Sister Robin Knox today, God. Remember Erica Brapper today, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. I give you glory, God. Oh, you've been a wonderful God. You've been kind. You've been merciful, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We love you today, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be men most miserable. Oh, glory to God. I bless you today. Remember Minister Burns and Elder Albert Burns today, God. We lift them up today. Remember the Blake family, Mother Lois Blake. Hallelujah. Bishop R.C. and Bishop Samuel Blake. Remember their wives. Remember their children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Bishop Leo Lewis today, God. Bless him, God. Remember Sister Corinthian Jones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you today, God. We give you glory today, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord God. Oh, God, in that accident with Sister Corinthian, a family head, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to go to them. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one of them, God. Oh, God. Glory to God. We bless you today, God. All those that went to the hospital, God, in that car accident, Sister Corinthian family, God. God, I'm asking you to touch each and every one of them. The car was flipped, God. Oh, God, but you can flip their minds. You can flip their physical condition, God. Hallelujah. Well, this will be a wake-up call. They would know, God, that you could have took each and every one of them out, God, but you spared their life, God. Oh, God, I thank you for sparing their life today, God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, we would fail. Without you, God, hallelujah, we would be in a horrible pit, God. Oh, God, I bless you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read until you hear in the day. Psalms, Ayodhya Messiah, Psalm 24, it says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he hath founded upon the seas and establish it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Listen at what it says, and I'm going to close. It says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. It says, lift up your hands. Anybody out there with their head hung down today, I'm encouraging you to lift up your hands. O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. What does it say? Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift him up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Yenomoshaya. Glory to God. Oh, I bless him today. Yenomoshaya. Oh, hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The King, the Lord, strong. Strong, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Oh, I bless him today. I give him glory. I give him praise. Lord, remember Elder Randy Smith, God, and the Smith family, that bereaved family, God. Touch him right now. Wrap your arms around Pastor Randy. Ah, God, and let him know that you don't make no mistakes. Oh, I know you're going to miss his son, his brothers, God. Oh, but God, you will lift up his head. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. We love you all with the love of God. Don't see anybody on the line but me today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we bless you. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll see you on Tuesday next week. Have a safe holiday, even with this Black Friday shopping. Be careful. Remember, this coming Sunday night, well, at midnight, hallelujah, Monday the 30th, we will be going on our 21-day fast. We'll be fasting from midnight to 4 p.m. for 21 days, starting the 1st of January. Well, we're starting, really, the 30th of November. That is Sunday at midnight. Amen. Sunday at midnight. We'll be starting from midnight to 4 p.m. every day. Amen. If we want you to refrain from starches, get salads and fruits, and we want you to eat possibly, if you can, chicken or fish. No red meat for this 21 days. No red meat for this 21 days. Or turkey. Turkey, chicken, and fish. No red meat, okay? Let's refrain from that. And we want, as we're doing this, we want to bring our petitions and our requests before the Lord. Make them known. Make them public. Amen. And we'll be praying over those requests. We'll be praying over those things daily during this 21-day fast. Amen. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your food. Amen. Be careful if you're out there driving. They're going to have some drunk drivers out, so be careful. Sister Corinthian family was in a car accident early this morning driving from California to Vegas, so pray for that family. Amen. Some of them had to be rushed and taken to different hospitals, so we're going to lift up that family in prayer. Amen. 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 God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Have a beautiful and happy and safe Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.